State transportation officials say the toll booths were installed as part of a deal with the town. The revenue was intended to help pay off the bond used to build the exits, which in turn gave the town access to the highway. But town councilor Dan Dwyer says the feeling among residents is enough is enough.
For years, we've just been trying to, you know, unlock ourselves from this burden that, for some reason, the New Hampshire DOT and even the state legislature refuses to offer any relief or any help.
The town council voted 5-1 last week to give the town manager the authority to explore taking legal action against the state. Last month, a House committee voted unanimously to reject a bill that would have removed the toll booths at Exit 12. State transportation officials oppose efforts to remove the toll booths and say the bond won't be paid off for at least another decade. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brinley.